now.
Blog Talk Radio.
The 1st of January, it's Natalie Albano with You Have Got to Be Real. Y'all better be real tonight, because I am. Ugh. You know, working so much. You know, when I was a kid, I used to think, it would be so great to do whatever I want. I can eat what I want. I can stay up as late as I want. And I can eat and buy. That was yesterday, okay? That was yesterday. I ate what I want. I stayed up really late. And boy, did I pay the price today. Y'all, I don't drink. And I'm not going to say, the reason why I don't drink is I'm a Christian woman. I'm a Christian. You know, at this point, no one knows who that is anymore. Okay? People, all you got to know is that if you have Jesus in your heart, I mean the real one, and you can figure out why I say it like that on your own. You know, you'll know that you're not perfect, but you rely on the grace, and that's what I do. And my life centers around that every day. However, you know, I'm not the best, I'm not the brightest, I'm just who I am in Him. And if you don't like it, turn it off. Ow, hang. Okay, so listen, this is the 1st of January, 2017. What are you going to do? Are you going to make it happen? Are you going to go out? Are you going to show up? to whatever it is that you know you have in your heart burning. Let's say you're a walking volcano under pressure. And you're a walking volcano, but you have not shown up to blow the geyser. This is the year to blow the geyser. This is the year that you show up, that you got to make it happen. And I'll tell you why. Just because it is. I do not know, but in my gut of guts, this is the year that you better make it what you're going to make it. Okay? This is where you better go all out. You better show up. If you're supposed to write, show up to write. Show up to do. Listen, I did not want to do this tonight. Okay? But it just so happens that I wound up here. And I think that that's by design. And the reason why I think it's by design, because it was effortless. In a sense, it was effortless, and so it made very much sense. Even though I'm very tired, y'all. Okay, I'm very tired. But I'm showing up, because this is the 1st of January, and it's time to stop messing around. Okay? Get focused. Focus. Now, this is what I want to talk about tonight on this 1st of January for 2017. And, y'all, I'm getting old. This is my birthday month. I don't think I have anything more to say about that, except, you know, when you go on public transportation and you got to, you know, ask. I'm not looking quite too bad, but today I was looking bad. Because the bus operator thought,
are you talking about senior citizen fare?
No. In my mind, I'm thinking, I'm not a senior citizen, okay? Not yet. I haven't gotten up to that privilege yet. Thanks a lot anyway, okay? Anyway, so... Oh, geez, I hope nobody hacked me. All the hacking. The hacks are talking about the hacking. What am I saying? Well, if anyone has, you know, short-term memory, people are having short-term memory here. Do you remember Eric Snowden? Mr. Snowden, who now lives in Russia? Let me ask people this right now. When you hear Russia, let me tell you how mind control works. Russia. What do you think of? Communism, the Cold War. Did you know that the Soviet Union no longer exists? Doesn't exist anymore, y'all. It fell. The Soviet Union fell. They have embraced capitalism and have gone, as I might be so bold to say, they have embraced Christianity, y'all, in the nation. That would include President Vladimir Putin. Now, the guy's still, you know, he's still KGB. So you don't hug the predator. In other words, you don't buy a little lion cub and expect it to stay a cub all its life. The thing grows up, it's hardwired to be a predator, and it'll probably rip your arm off and eat you, okay, if you get it too close. That's how I feel about Vladimir Putin, however. There's no more Soviet Union. But how many people are historians in this country? Not many. I guarantee that at this time, which is like 10 after 8 Los Angeles time, Pacific time, people are in their drug, alcohol stupors, smoking their bongs with their medical marijuana, and they're zoned out. Okay? That's just a whole nother topic that we don't really need to get into. They don't remember. Or some of them probably don't even know that Russia has embraced capitalism. Russia has shed its Soviet facade. Putin still wants, you know, to bring the empire of Russia to remember his history as a sovereign nation. But it's no longer what it was in the Cold War. That's number one. Number two is DHS has not found any conclusive evidence that Russia did anything. In other words, they find all these different spywares and things like that in the different computer programs. But wasn't it Edward Snowden that actually pointed out that the NSA was spying on everywhere? And I remember Germany, when they learned they were being trolled by the NSA, got kind of pissed. I remember when Obama turned over the elections to the UN. This 2016, for the presidential elections, he called in the UN to oversee the elections. Does anybody remember that? No. No, you probably don't. You know, I remember when Israeli intelligence monitored our security. Does anybody remember that one? The United States of America is known as the troll of the cyber world, all over the world. And people in other countries find it very funny when they see how naive the average American who is in a marijuana stupor right now in front of their little god that takes up their whole wall. We are a laughingstock, y'all. And I'm telling you what, it would not have gotten much better if Hillary Clinton got in. I'm telling you the truth. In the pit of my gut, and I'm going to tell you something, 2 weeks before Donald Trump threw his hat into the ring as president, and you could take this for whatever it's worth, and I, as God is my witness, I am sitting in my car. I am driving. This is 2016. This is, well, 2015. This is before, you know, I'm sitting in my car, and I see this truck. Do you know what the name of the truck was? It was a moving van. What was the name of it? Trump Card Moving. I said, what? Sometimes, you know, God will impress, or, you know, words will jump off a page, or you'll see something, and it's just, what the heck does that mean? And it, again, I'm in my car. I'm driving. I see the same van. The same van. Trump Card. I'm starting to think this is a little eerie, and it's getting on my nerves, Lord. What are you trying to say to me? Okay. So I go online, and I, Trump Card Moving. There it is. These people have been in business since the 80s, I think, or something. And I go, why? What does this mean? 2 weeks later, Trump throws his hat in the ring. And I go, oh, that's what it meant. And then I started vetting. I looked at everybody. I liked Rand Paul, but I thought he was kind of wimpy. Never liked the Bush because he was the devil from hell. Need I say more? So I started vetting, and I thought, ah, man. But I couldn't get away from the fact that I was, you know. Then I heard this prophecy from a guy named Mark Taylor, who in 2015 got a prophecy from God as he's looking. Actually, no, this is a 2011. 2011, he watches Romney and he's watching television, and all he hears, Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. There's nobody sitting in the room with him. This is an impression that the dude got. Fast forward, he keeps journaling this stuff up into 2016, and Trump, this is bizarre, y'all.
But he's hiring all of these weird...
He's hiring people to do some work. But if you are very content and you want to be lied to, by all means, you would have had a bunch of politicians. But he's putting a SWAT team together, y'all. There's a difference between that and the business as usual that had been ripping everybody off, like your Obamacare and your premiums and your deductibles going up sky high so you can't even use it. You know, so, people are still, oh, wow, but if it wasn't for Obama, but my premium just went up, and then it's going up, and then it's going up. Many believe it was supposed to bankrupt. Everybody, listen, no matter what you think, no matter how you feel, you're not supposed to be ruled by your feelings. But I want to say that the Department of Homeland Security has not found conclusive evidence, not even for the so-called hacking from this governor from Vermont, that said, I don't have power. No conclusive evidence. However, they will have the outgoing CIA director, O'Brennan. Me and other people call him that. O'Brennan. Saying, listen, if you don't understand that the power structure is flipping out and it's not because Trump is going to have the codes for the nukes. When he, there was going to be war if Hillary Clinton got in. I know you don't want to hear that. Oh, you're not. And so you're going to get emotional with me, but you're not going to investigate what I'm saying. Okay. But I am going to say this. That's why you see Putin getting with the posture that he has with the United States right now, and he tweeted out that Obama was a lame duck. And he's going to wait until the new president comes in to deal with the United States. So he's basically flipping the bird at Obama right now, humiliating him on the international stage. Look it up. You'd have to be nuts if you want a nuclear war. No one wants it. The fomenting, the fear, and the mind control that are in the people, that's what the establishment's trying to perpetuate right now. But in any event, I wanted to show up, and another great person that I think some people may want to look up is a guy named Gerald Celente, who has a trends forecasting company. This guy's about 95.999% accurate. He is calling 2017 the new year of joy and beauty. This dude gets called the doomsday guy on establishment news shows. If guys, do you not believe that you're worth having something good? But having been pounded for 8 years of a failed presidency of Obama, the guy's a fraud. He's a fraud. And his birth certificate has been shown to be a fraud. It has been proven conclusively by two independent researchers. You can look that up too. But listen, I'm going to go out on a note, on a very positive note. I have a friend. Do you believe? I know people. You may catch this, any one of you guys, from my elementary days in school, who have a club on Facebook. And one of my friends, who this guy used to freaking crack me up, Craig Gilpin. I'm going to put a shout out to him and Charlie Mayer. Craig Gilpin used to crack me the hell up. Anyway, a mutual friend of ours posted something about what he believes this year is going to be. And I want to break this down because I truly believe that I am not the only one that in my gut flora is getting a sense that something good, there's like a heightened sense of danger, but something good can come from it if we just show up. That's why I'm doing this thing tonight. I'm being obedient. So he starts out by saying, "Not sure why I'm doing this because I've never shared my New Year's resolutions with anyone before. Yes, there are many, but some carry over every year since I've been doing this, which has been about 18 years now. To appreciate my family and friends for who they are, what they mean to me and others, and to gracefully overlook some things they do or don't do. None of us is perfect, and accepting that reality helps all relationships flourish. To act upon wrongs that need righting, set a positive example by not accepting negativity in others, to be a valuable family member and friend, and to trust others to do their best. To actively listen to the voices of children and elders, accepting the wisdom of innocence and experience is both free and priceless. To accept that I don't know everything, and work with others who know much more so together we can create a trust and blend expertise. To pleasantly surprise someone every day with a genuine smile and unexpected kindness in word and deed. To respect and celebrate the diversity of faiths, feelings, and fashions. To invest a thoughtful minute before I speak or act. To honor those who courageously sacrifice for us at home and abroad, care for our health, educate our youth so that our quality of life is improved, to share even if I think I don't have enough, to protect, defend, and advocate for people who rely on me, to preserve natural environments for their beauty and bounty as natural settings are home, to never give up on a person or a cause despite the challenges we face, and to speak truth to power, but to be both polite and persistent." I want to put a shout out to Charlie Mayer, who put this out for the new year, and it is awesome. That means that my friends, my family, which does need some work, we make this year the year that we do something. And I think that his New Year's resolution list is an awesome thing for us all to learn from, I believe. So that's what I think. And all of this stuff, you know, we don't see, you know, things the same. Nobody does. But instead of giving in to the emotional, visceral reaction that you may have because of a difference of opinion or belief, that we take the time to respect one another for the image of God that is in the other person. People have wished me, you know, Happy New Year, and I thought, wow, that's awesome, you know? And I think to myself, this really sums it up, because this is the year that I think we're going to get our self-esteem back, y'all, but it's not going to happen without a fight. And for whatever it is, I opted to involve myself in the political process again, to resurrect that passion when I was in elementary school. And I believe that now is the time to become active instead of being continuously lulled into that passive state that those in the government of this country that has gone out of control, believe me, if you are ready for prosperity, if you want to go for it for a business that you want to be a part of, get it going this year, y'all. For the passions that are in your heart, that are in your spirit to do this year, you better get busy, y'all. And I am exhorting you today to do those things that are on your heart, much like I am going to do, as I covenant with myself to do that on air tonight, that I'm saying that I am showing up for this show, and the promotion of it, and I am showing up for showing up and being present with people that I know and love. Also, things to be reconciled and things to be healed and straightened out and stabilized. And the blessing of this year and the danger we have passed through into this new year, believe me, people, this was not supposed to happen. But by the grace of God, literally, we have come into 2017. Look at Europe, what it's just gone through, even in New Year's, because of the migrant crisis over there. Guys, there's got to be a move of rightness to offset the genie in the bottle that the criminal elements of this sin-sick, broke-down, tore-up government have unleashed. And the plan and the way is in your very design for such a time as this. Do it this year. This is the year, according to Gerald Celente, on You Have Got to Be Real for this New Year's Day 2017, the new year of joy and beauty. This is the year that'll be what you make it. Until we meet again next Sunday, it'll either be Sunday or Monday. Most likely Sunday nights at this same time on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Natalie Albano for You Have Got to Be Real. Until we talk again, y'all. God bless you.